You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In 2009, Elise Daniels took a niche idea for a fully customizable jacket inside and out and turned it into a multi-million dollar business. Exodus Wear now produces a range of custom apparel sold Australia-wide to schools, sporting, and community groups with plans for international expansion in the near future. Elise, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So to kick things off, what is the first step to getting your product manufactured in China?
I think the first step to getting your product manufactured is to identify whether or not someone is already manufacturing something similar in China. If they are, this is a fantastic head start for you. Pretty much what you need to do is contact that factory, tell them what you're trying to make, even if it's a variation to what they're already doing, and just begin the conversation that way. So request some samples, show them your designs, and pretty much just work with that factory to try and get your product manufactured.
And do you think it is necessary to visit China to get your product manufactured?
Yes and no. I think in an ideal world, you would go to China to try and get your product manufactured. Obviously, there is some language barriers that you're having to deal with if you're only going to do things via email and via phone. There can be a lot of issues, with miscommunication. And truthfully, if you're really interested, invested into having your product manufactured in China, I think you need to make a commitment to actually go there and really understand how things work. So, you know, if you're in the very early stages of your business, instead of taking, you know, your next trip to Thailand or Hawaii, take a trip to China and just, you know, go to some trade shows, visit some factories and have a holiday at the same time.
And that sounds like a great idea. Now, what advice would you give for someone attending a trade show? I'm sure that you've been to a few of those yourself.
Yes, definitely. It's a big part of what I do. I think the first thing is that you definitely need to attend on multiple days. So many people just fly into a trade show, go for one day, and then off they go on their holiday. But it's really not a good investment if you're only just going to be there for a few hours. So on day one, I like to just get a little bit of a lay of the land. I like to walk around, see who's exhibiting, identify some trade show exhibitors who I'd like to speak to, and I mark them onto a map. On day two, I actually go back to those specific stands who I really want to have an in-depth conversation with. And the most important thing is to take things really slowly. You can get excited and caught up in the moment and see some amazing samples and go straight to touching, you know, whatever's on the rack or whatever products are on display. I think that that's not the best move. What I would suggest is to just sit down at the table, because often there will be a table there. You want to do a business card exchange, and, you know, obviously you're in Asia, so you want to make sure that you do that with two hands. You want to look intently at their business card. And you want to make sure that your business card has an English and a Chinese side. So then that way the person that you're meeting with understands your level of, I guess, you know, power or your decision-making ability in the business. The next step is that you really need to tell them a little bit about yourself and your business. You want to tell them how long you've been in business, what you do. Really, again, emphasize if you're the business owner or if you're the business director, because that's something that they're quite impressed with if you are, you know, meeting with them. I also carry a notebook with me, and it's not just any notebook. It's actually a notebook that I've pre-prepared prior to the trade show. I'll actually have questions that I want to get filled in from every single factory that I meet with. So I want to get their factory name, but I also have a map of China that I ask them to mark where their factory is located. This is really important because it can actually impact on your cost of goods at the end of the day. Because if they're very far from a port or an airport, your inland freight cost is going to be much higher. I like to ask them how long they've been in business, how many staff they've had, what their specialization is, any machinery. And just really get as much information as possible from them before you start, you know, getting into the specifics of product, because sometimes it's very tempting to see that they make the product that you want to source and you think, yep, great, everything will be fine. But once you start talking to them and find out their capacity, or find out that they outsource a lot of, you know, the, say, decoration or components of your product, you're not necessarily going to be just dealing with them at the end of the day. You're going to be dealing with their supply chain. And then two more tips that I'd have for attending trade shows. Make sure that you attend other things that are happening. So don't just go to the stands. Go to the, say, fashion shows if you're going to an apparel exhibition. Go to seminars and networking events so that you hopefully get to see the factory owners outside of that, you know, I guess, stand environment. And the very last thing is to follow up. So I know that you're the customer, but it's quite impressive, and I think the factory owners will really like the fact that if you contact them after the trade show to thank them for their time and ask to have, say, a further conversation either in person or via Skype to talk about what you discussed while you were there at the trade show.
Those are some fantastic ideas. Today we're joined by Elise Daniels, the CEO of Exodus Wear, a multi-million dollar business that provides fully customizable jackets inside and out, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Elise, do you think it is better to use an agent or go directly to the factory?
I know it's so tempting when you start out to use an agent, because often they take a lot of the trouble away for you. You know, they'll go source, they'll, you know, import the product, they'll handle the documentation. But in my personal opinion, I think most companies are going to outgrow their agent at some point. And the difficulty is, while you get yourself into a relationship with the agent very easily, sometimes it's very difficult to get out. I liken it a little bit to renting while trying to save to buy a house. It makes the process a lot longer and a lot more difficult. Whereas if you sort of just from the very beginning go, I refuse to move out until I can, you know, afford to buy my house, I think you're better off in the long run. Some things to be aware of, I guess, is that an agent will tend to be very secretive. They don't obviously want you to know too much about the process or too much about the factory, because they have to protect their role in the supply chain. So if you know everything about the factory and everything about how the whole process works, it makes it very easy for you to cut them out at a later stage. So, yeah, they'll tend to not tell you a lot about the whole process, which I think is not great, because you really want to know exactly where your product is being manufactured, and you want to know what the conditions are like, and you want to know that everything is being done above board. So even though it's the harder route to start with, I would definitely say try source direct first, or at least source a component of your product first and maybe get some done by an agent so that you've got your foot in both camps. But definitely try from the very beginning to learn to source direct. Otherwise, it's going to be a much more difficult process down the track.
Lastly, what are some of the biggest pitfalls companies need to avoid when sourcing from China?
Funnily enough, I don't think it's actually that difficult manufacturing a product in China. I think one of the more difficult things is getting your product out of China and successfully imported into whatever country that you're selling to. So some things that you really need to look out for is to make sure that you've got all the correct documentation. So often a factory will say to you, yep, no problem, we'll manufacture the product, we'll deliver it to the port for you, and you take it from there. Unfortunately, once it gets to that point, you need to have the right documents to clear those goods out of the country. And in some instances, the factory will provide that. But when your goods get to the port in your, you know, domestic market, you might find that you don't have the actual documentation you need to clear it into your own country. And customs could potentially just take your product and destroy it because they don't have the correct documents. So I would really make sure that you team up with a fantastic freight forwarder who can assist you with that, and make sure that you've got everything to tick all the boxes so that you don't get to the end of the process and find that you have actually nothing instead of a, you know, container full of whatever it is you've ordered.
Well, Elise, it certainly has been great to have had you, and excited to see the success you've seen through Exodus Wear, and thanks for all the tips on sourcing through China. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Exodus Wear online and how can they begin their shopping experience.
So you can find more about us at www.exoduswear.com.au. That's spelled E-X-O-D-U-S-W-E-A-R. And if you just have a browse through our website and you see some product that you like, submit an inquiry, and one of our fantastic team will be in contact with you.
Once again, Elise, the pleasure has been ours, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Elise Daniels, the CEO of ExodusWear, a multi-million-dollar business that provides fully customizable jackets inside and out. And for more information, visit ExodusWear.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.